We're here on KSOM, KS95. We're talking with the Nottoway Valley Boys Cross Country Team. They qualify for state, and we'll have them each introduce themselves. And your name?
I'm Luke Kading. I'm a junior, and I'm the captain.
Okay, well, Captain Kading, what does it mean for the school to qualify for state together as a team?
I mean, we're super happy about this. I mean, we've always been super good at cross country. We're really happy to be back up there and get another qualifier. So, you know, we're all just super hyped, and we're super glad to be in Fort Dodge next Saturday.
What do you think propelled this team throughout the season to get to this point?
I mean, it starts in the summer, you know, but we've had great coaches. We've had great teamwork. Everyone has done his part, and we've all just delivered. And, I mean, it ended up here.
Well, congratulations. We'll see you at state.
Yep, thank you.
Next?
I'm Paul Kading. I'm a junior. I'm not a captain.
Okay. Well, Paul, what does it mean for you to go to state with these guys?
This is a huge deal. I love every single one of these guys. You know, we've been dreaming about this the whole year in the past years leading up to this, and so we're just really happy to be able to go in and do this.
What were the chances, did you think, coming into today of this happening? I mean, it seemed like it was going to be a wide-open competition for second place.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a super close meet, but we were confident heading into it. We knew that we could do it and that, you know, each of these guys had it in them to qualify for state.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, next up.
I'm Ember Ayler, and I'm a freshman.
Okay, what was it like to be a part of this team throughout this year?
Completely different from middle school. I completely believed in this team to get to state the whole year. Like, I had no doubt that we would qualify. I came into today high expectations, qualified for state, which we did. This is a complete new experience for me going in.
Awesome. And so how do you feel like your season went individually?
My season went better than I thought it would because I ran a bunch of PRs. So.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, next up.
I'm Cherubim Mercado, and I'm a sophomore.
Okay. Well, what did you think about just this team getting the chance to go to state?
I really think it's good. You know, we've been working real hard in the summer. You know, some of us been running like over 5,000 miles and such, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah. And how has your season been going? I mean, what were some of the highlights that bring you to this point?
In the summer, I did do over 1,000 miles, so maybe, everybody, you know, been working hard, so that's really what drives me, and, you know, I'm very proud of this team, you know, and praise God, you know.
Congratulations. Next up?
My name's Henry Colton, and I'm a junior.
Very good, and so what does it mean for this Wolverine team to go to state, and how exciting is it going to be to go up to Fort Dodge?
It means a lot to everybody, and especially me, myself, because I love running with my team and all.
How has this team kind of come together, bonded, you know, the team chemistry, how has that all worked for it?
There's a lot of, like, bonding we had. We ran with each other ever since after last year of school ended, all the way through the summer and all. And there's a lot of connection when we run with each other for every mile.
And what's your favorite part about cross country?
Just running with my team.
Well, you get a chance to do it with Fort Dodge. Congrats.
Thank you.
Next up?
I'm Josh Nelson, a sophomore.
So, Josh, how does it feel to go to state with this team?
Oh, it's great. Just my first year cross country and just hanging with these guys and having a good time.
What was the tough part being of your first year?
Probably figuring out how to run. Just never ran before, so just figuring out as we go.
Did somebody coax you into it?
Oh, yeah, we've had a few great teammates and great coaches, and especially Gabe Winkleman, this guy. He's pushed me to be way better than I ever knew I could.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Gabe, I've talked to you a couple times, and we talked at Atlantic. We've talked before in the past, and here it is. Your team is going to state. How does that make you feel?
Yes, sir. It feels great. Very, very excited.
Take me through this race for you, and I mean, you did get it. You're the top finisher for the team. I mean, how difficult was this day for you overall?
It was really hard. I mean, mentally, I got out a bit strong, and I tried to just stick top 10 throughout the whole way. But the top 10 pack, top three, like 7, 8, 9, 10, they all just pulled away from me with 1,200 to go, and I guess I just gave up mentally, and I didn't get where I wanted to be, but. we pushed through and we made it as a team.
Well, but the team made it. I mean, you were like 12th and 13th and 14th and, you know, all, a lot there. I mean, I think that it was like four or five in the top 25, and that's why you beat IKM Manning. What's that like? Just what does it say just about these guys that they picked you up?
It's great. We have a bright future ahead of us. We all come back next year. It's going to be amazing, and we did way better than I expected. I'm very proud of how we did.
And so what do you see as the prospects for this team as you go to state? I mean, like, what do you know about the course in Fort Dodge and what this team can do there?
I'm going to try to encourage this team to go out and get at least top five at state and see how we can do. We've done a lot better than we were projected to do, so I know we can go a step further and do better at state.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.